Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your love, grace, and mercy. We thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for your power that is making impossible things possible unto us. Thank you, Lord, for your divine protection upon us. Thank you for your Holy Spirit comforting us, encouraging us, and strengthening us always. Thank you for how you have confused the powers of darkness that were against us. Thank you because they were confused. They were scattered. Thank you, Father. We thank you for how you have made us stronger than our weaknesses. Thank you for victories you have given to us in every area of our lives, even in every realm, both the physical realms and spiritual realm, visible realms and invisible realms. Thank you for victories you have given to us in all realms. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for your presence in our lives and situations. Thank you for teaching us your ways. Thank you for teaching us your will, your principles, your word, and your wisdom. Thank you, Father. Thank you for helping us to live the right kind of life you want us to live. Thank you for how you are leading and guiding our lives by your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for breakthroughs we have been experiencing in difficult moments, in difficult places. You have been giving us breakthroughs upon breakthroughs. Thank you, Father. Thank you for deliverances you have done in our souls, in our spirits, in our bodies, and in our lives, in our situations. Thank you for great deliverances we have experienced. Thank you, Father. Thank you for how you visit us often. Yeah. Thank you for how you visit us even every day, every hour. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for prayers we have prayed on this platform and how you answered us. Yeah, even those of us that always pray over this session again after the end of the first session. Thank you for how you have been helping us to pray, and thank you for results, great results, positive results, wonderful results, victorious results we have been seeing. Thank you for showing us that you are faithful. Because you are faithful, we have seen answers to prayers. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, because you have made it clear unto us that if we live by your truth, if we follow your light, we will not be defeated by darkness. We will not be captured by darkness. Thank you, Lord. Father, I ask that you have your way in the prayer session of tonight. We know you're already in our midst, Lord. Have your way. Lead us even tonight by your Holy Spirit. Strengthen us to pray with faith and to prevail. Thank you, Father, because we know you shall do beyond our expectations. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence, and may you see the results of prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. So we are going to take some worship songs, and thereafter we would be praying with prayer points. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. To the Almighty God, hallelujah. To the Ancient of Days, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, come and reign. Holy Spirit, come and reign. Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, come and reign in our lives. Holy Spirit, come and reign. Come right now, Holy Spirit, come and reign. Holy Spirit, Spirit of God. Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, come and reign. Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, come and reign in our lives. Holy Spirit, come and reign. Come right now, Holy Spirit. Breathe, come and reign in our midst. Holy Spirit, come and reign In our midst, Holy Spirit, come and reign. We need you, Lord. Holy Spirit, come and reign. Hallelujah. 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 Sing hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus is Lord, hallelujah. Jesus is merciful, hallelujah. Our God is great. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hosanna. In the highest, let our King be lifted up. Hosanna, Hosanna. Sing Hosanna, Hosanna, in the highest, let our King be lifted up. Hosanna, be lifted higher, be lifted higher, let our King be lifted on. Jesus, you be lifted higher. Higher, be lifted higher. Let our King be lifted up. Let our King be lifted up. Let our King be lifted up. Hosanna. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy is the Lamb. Jesus is that Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Sing it. What is the Lamb? Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Begin to worship Him. Begin to worship Him. Praise Him with the whole of your heart. Worship the King of Israel. Worship the Lord of hosts. Worship the God of heaven and the earth. The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battles. The King of glory. The King of kings. The Lord of lords. Worship Him. Begin to worship Him. Ancient of days, we worship You. God of heaven and the earth, we praise You. Lord of hosts, we praise You. You are the Lord, and that is Your name. You rule over all. You rule in the heavens. You rule in the earth. You rule under the earth. You control the entire universe. You are the Lord forever. We bless Your holy name. We praise Your holy name. We worship Your holy name. Father, we worship You. Father, we worship You. Adonai, we worship You. Jesus, we praise You. We worship Your majesty. We worship Your majesty. You are the Lord, and You reign forever. You reign forever. We worship You, Lord. 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 Father, we worship You. Thank You for who You are in our lives. Thank You for who You are in the earth. Thank You for who You are in our situations. Thank You for who You are right here in this place. Thank You, Father. We bless Your name. We bless Your name. We are so grateful for what You are doing in our lives. We are so grateful for what You are doing among us. We are so grateful for Your power that is available for us always. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. We are so grateful because we can always trust You. We can always believe in You. We can always depend on You. We can always walk in Your ways. We can always do Your will. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Lord. We can always serve You. We can always please You. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks and praises and worship. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence once again. You're going to take this prayer of thanksgiving. You're going to say, Father, thank You for battles You fought and won for me. You're going to say, Father, thank You for battles You fought and won for me. Thank You, Father. Open your mouth and begin to thank God like that. Begin to thank God. Begin to thank God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for battles you fought and won for me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for battles you fought and won for me. Thank you, Jesus, for victories you gave unto me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for battles you fought and won for me. Even battles I wasn't aware of. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Jesus, for fighting my battles. Thank you, Jesus, for fighting my battles. Thank you, Jesus, for fighting my battles. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for battles you fought and won for me. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Even the battles that were unknown to me, thank you for how you fought and won those battles. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I bind every spirit of distraction that is making me to lose focus in the place of prayer. Yeah, you're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I bind every spirit of distraction causing me to lose focus in the place of prayer. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, I bind every spirit of distraction causing me to lose focus in the place of prayer. I bind you, thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I bind you now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, I connect my life and every situation in my life to the flow of the grace of God, to the flow of the power of God, to the flow of the authority of God. I connect my life. I connect every situation in my life to the flow of the grace of God, to the flow of the power of God, to the flow of the strength of God, of the authority of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. I connect my life. I connect everything going on in my life. I connect my present situations to the flow of God's grace, to the flow of God's power, to the flow of God's authority, to the flow of God's strength. Now, thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, you're going to pray again. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I connect my life and everything going on in my life to the intervention of God's mercy, that I connect my life and everything going on in my life to the intervention of God's mercy now, in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that, in the name of Jesus. So I connect my life, I connect my situations, I connect everything in my environment, I connect everything in my timeline, in my daily activities. I connect them now with the intervention of God's mercy. In the name of Jesus, let the mercy of the Lord be upon my life. In the name of Jesus, let the mercy of God be upon my life. Let the mercy of God be upon my life and situations. In the name of Jesus, I connect my life and everything going on in my life to the intervention of God's mercy. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, it is done. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we are not yet done with Psalm 36. I want you to open your scripture to Psalm 36. Yeah, the book of Psalm 36. And yeah, we are still in verse 9, Psalm 36, verse 9. It says, "For you are the fountain of life, the light by which we see." It says that God is the light by which we see. I'm reading from New Living Translation. Psalm 36, verse 9. It says, "God is the light by which we see." That's a powerful scripture. God is the light by which we see. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, "Father, be the light by which I see." You're going to say, "Father, be the light by which I see." In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, "Father, be the light by which I see. Be the light by which I see everything in the invisible realms. Be the light by which I see everything in the visible realms. Father, be the light. Be the light of my sight. Be the light of my sight in the name of Jesus. Be the light of my spiritual sight. Be the light of my physical sight in the name of Jesus. When I see things, Lord, be the eyes by which I see them. Be the light by which I see them. In Nihashagetaladlashtadiyana. And in the name of Jesus, Lord, be the light by which I see things, whether visible or invisible. Thank you, Lord. Whether physical or spiritual, be the light by which I see. Be the eyes by which I see. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, that scripture is powerful. Yeah, many times we misinterpret everything. And even in our misinterpretations, we brag about our foolishness. Yeah, because when you misinterpret things, you will be foolish. You will not be wise. And, you know, and you feel like, that is it. That is how it is. I am correct. I am right. Yeah. What I feel about this thing, that is exactly what it is. Meanwhile, it is not. Yeah, it is not. So, it is important that God be the light by which you see. So you're going to pray that prayer again. You're going to say, Father, be the light by which I see everything going on in my life. Be the light by which I see everyone in my life. Be the light by which I see every situation happening in my life. I don't want to interpret things by my human senses. I want to interpret things by your senses. Say, Lord, be the light by which I see everything. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I want to interpret things by your senses, not by my senses. I want to be able to interpret situations, events happening in my life, happening in my environment, happening in my family, happening in my marriage, happening everywhere by your senses, by your understanding, by your light. In the name of Jesus, Lord, be the light by which I see. Be the light by which I see. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you know, usually, when you see things, the brain picks up the message and your brain tells you the meaning of what you see. And then immediately you know how to relate with that thing. You know how to interact with that thing because now you have gotten the interpretation, the meaning of the message that your eyes sent to your brain about that thing that you have seen. Yeah. So now, don't you think sometimes we get wrong messages by our, you know, by our brain? Wrong messages about things. Yeah. Maybe the devil has been lying to you. Yeah. And you have been believing his lies. It tells you, that man, the way he's looking at you, don't trust him. Yeah, that man is a wicked man. And then you just believe, because your brain tells you that somebody, because the person looked at you in one manner, or, you know, the person looked at you in a certain way, and your brain tells you that that is, you know, this is what that expression means. Now, what if that is the wrong message? What if it is not exactly what it is? Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your light penetrate into the depths of my soul. Yeah. And neutralize every wrong things I have believed to be true. Yeah. So let your light penetrate into my soul and neutralize and dissolve and remove everything I have believed to be true that is not true. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. She had a shedded in her. In the name of Jesus, Mashada Kedded in her. Every wrong thing I have believed to be true that is not. Every misinterpretation of things in my mind, Father, let them be dissolved by your light. Let them be destroyed by your life. Every wrong messages my brain has given me to believe as the truth. Oh Lord, let your light destroy them. Let your light enter into the depth of my soul and begin to destroy them. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, whatsoever I have believed to be the correct thing, and it is not, let the power of your light destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let your light shine deep into my soul, deep into my mind, and destroy every wrong things I have believed as the truth. Let your light destroy them now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let your light destroy them. Let your light destroy them. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, that scripture said, or it says, God is the light by which we see. God is the light by which we see. Now, just as God is the light by which we Christians see, darkness can be the light by which some people see. Yeah, darkness. Some people can be seen through darkness, by darkness, not by the light. Yeah, that is why every time they are always complaining. I mean, I'm giving you an example of the behavior of people who see by darkness and not by the light of God. Usually these people will be complaining, oh, my life is not going smoothly. Oh, things are falling apart. So because they are seeing things the way the devil wants them to see it, so they will keep complaining, they will keep murmuring against God. They say, oh, God is not faithful in my life. Oh, God is unfair to me. Oh, God has not done me well. They will start finding issues to speak negative against God and against the word of God. Yeah, and then they begin to complain. Oh, I'm not enjoying life. Things are difficult. Things are hard. Yeah, it's because they are seeing those things by darkness, not by the light of God. Yeah, darkness became the light by which they see. Though they can see, you know, they have these physical eyes. You know, we have these two eyes in our head. So they have these eyes. They can see things. But they are not seeing by the light of God. They are seeing by the darkness. So that is why everything they see, they see those things as the devil wants them to see it, not as God wants them to see it. Though they are not physically blind, but they are spiritually blind. Yeah. So you are going to pray. I don't know if you fall into that category. If you are looking at your life and the situations going on in your life, the way the devil wants you to see them. You are looking at them by the darkness, not by the light. So you are going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Fire of the Holy Ghost, and destroy every darkness ruling over my physical and spiritual sight. Yeah, say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every darkness ruling over my physical and spiritual sight. Now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Shenaga has hashtalada, tea di jinekalabala, and dehatasashuanabalava. In the name of Jesus, say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every darkness ruling over my physical and spiritual sight. Now, in the name of Jesus, every darkness that is making me to see things wrongly, to see things the way Satan wants me to see them, let fire of the Holy Ghost consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Begin to say, I choose to see by the light of God, not by the darkness. Say, I choose to see by the light of God. I choose to see by the light of God. I choose to see visible things, invisible things, by the light of God, and not by the darkness. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, it is done. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Recently, not too long, the Spirit of God was ministering to me, and he was telling me that true reality is not what my physical eyes see. Yeah, he said true reality is in God. Yeah, and I'm going to explain. Yeah, so he said that there are many things we see in this world, and they appear to be real. Some of them, we can even touch them. Yeah, he said, they are not, that some of them, some of those things that appear to be real, are not real in the realm of God. Yeah, though they seem to be real in the physical realm. Now, why he said they are not real is that some of them are not according to the will of God. Yeah, so he said only the things that are according to the will of God, that lines up with the will of God, are real. So the things that does not line up with the will of God, that does not agree with the will of God, he said they are not real, even if they appear to be physical. Yeah, so he now told me, he said, let your focus be in seeing my own realities happen in the physical. Yeah, don't consider the physical things around you as real until they agree with my will. Yeah, so if they don't agree with my will, they may appear physical, they may appear real, but they are not real, meaning that they can be destroyed, meaning that they he can take them away for his own realities to appear in the physical. I don't know if you are getting the point. So perhaps you are looking at something in your life and it is appearing real. It is appearing physical, you know, because you can see it. If that thing does not agree with the will of God, it is not real. Yeah, because every time God looks at you, he considers it as not real, because it is not his will for it to be there. So it is just there because the enemy wants it there. It is not there because God wants it there. So God consider them as not real because they have no foundation. They have no roots. So it can just come in and cut them off. Of course, it will cut them off. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let everything appearing real in my life, situations appearing real in my life that does not agree with your will, that cannot be found in your realm, let them disappear. Yeah, that is how you're going to pray. If those things might be real in your body system, the doctors might diagnose you and say something is in your body. If that thing does not agree with the will of God, it is not real. Yeah, as far as heaven is concerned, it is not real. Begin to pray, say, Father, everything in my life, situations in my life that is appearing so real to me, Lord, in as much as they don't agree with your will, let them vanish away. Let them disappear. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Jehata Shanagaladibala, Mashes Hashadia. Thank you, Lord. Let them vanish away. Let them disappear. In the name of Jesus. Everything appearing real in my life that does not line up with your will, that does not agree with your will for my life, let them disappear. Let them vanish now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I believe you're praying with understanding. Begin to say, everything appearing real in my mind, real in my body, real in my soul, real in my emotions, in my feelings, in my spirit, that is not a reality in you. Lord, let them disappear now. Right now, in the name of Jesus, any form of reality in my life that is not a reality in heaven, that is not a reality in God, let them be uprooted forever. Now, in the name of Jesus, let them be uprooted forever. Any form of reality in my body system, in my blood, in my environment, in my family, in my marriage, in my finances, that is not a reality in the presence of God, let them die. Let them disappear. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. So the Lord began to tell me also that Christians are supposed to enforce the realities in his own realm over the realities in this earth. Yeah, which confirms what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6 from verse 9, that we should pray that, Father, let your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Yeah, so, you know, the Lord said we are meant to enforce the realities in heaven, the realities in him, over the realities here. So when that enforcement is going on, a lot of things people consider to be facts, to be real, will start dissolving. just as ice dissolves when it is near heat of fire. So you're going to raise up your right hand. Thank you, Lord. You're going to say, Father, release your power into my life to enforce your will to prevail in my life and situations. Say, Father, release your power into my life to enforce your will to prevail in my life. Now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Jehade kesala sanada jidea. Bashona toba di jenera. Say, Father, I want your realities to be the realities in my life. I want the realities in your realm, the realities in heaven, to be the realities in my life. Say, Father, release your power to enforce the manifestation of your will in my life and situations. In the name of Jesus, Lord, release your power. Thank you, Lord. Release your power. Release your power into my life to enforce the manifestation, the fulfillment of your will in my life and situations. I want your will to prevail. Begin to talk to God like that. Say, Father, I want your will to prevail in my life. I want your will to prevail in my situations. I want your will to prevail in my career. I want your will to prevail in my calling. I want your will to prevail in my destiny. I want your will to prevail in my ministry. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. The Spirit of God, I want us to pray in this dimension. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, mobilize your angels into every area of my life to establish your will, your realities. The Father, mobilize your angels into every area of my life to establish, to perform your will and realities for my life. In the name of Jesus, I begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, say, Father, mobilize your angels. 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 Shehane atasha shladinana. Tizora dibash lengrada. Say, Father, mobilize your angels. Thank you, Lord. Mobilize your angels into every area of my life. Financial area of the area of my finances, the area of my marriage, the area of my prayer life, the area of my calling, the area of my career, the area of my business, the area of my skill, job. Father, mobilize your angels now. And let them begin to establish and perform your will and your realities for my life. In the name of Jesus, let them begin to uproot everything that every negative realities. Let your angels begin to uproot every negative reality in my life and begin to establish your whole reality in my life. In the name of Jesus. Nahasharaki kalabala. Hesese jande ketalagajda. Nihandeha la shasa nagashda. Thank you, Father. Let your hand just move into every area of my life. My body, my soul, my spirit, my environment, every area of my life. And let them begin to uproot negative realities and begin to establish your whole reality and your will in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. The Lord is telling me that the reason why some of your prayers is not yet answered is because your requests are not according to His will for your life. So you are asking God to do something that is not a reality in His realm. You're asking God to do something that does not line up with His will for your life and destiny. So that is why that prayer has been going for years and they were not answered. Now, so your question can be, how then will I pray a prayer that will be answered? When that prayer or when your request agrees with the will of God, yeah, when it agrees with the will of God, then it will be answered. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me wisdom to pray, to make requests according to your will. Say, Father, give me wisdom to pray, to make requests according to your will. For that is the only prayer you will answer. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray. Say, Father, give me wisdom to pray according to your will for my life. Give me wisdom to pray according to your realities for my life. Give me wisdom to pray prayers that you will answer. Give me wisdom to make requests that you will answer. In the name of Jesus, give me wisdom, Father. Thank you, Lord. Not to be controlled by my selfish desires in the place of prayer. Give me wisdom not to be controlled by my selfish ambitions in the place of prayer. Give me wisdom not to be controlled by my selfish interest in the place of prayer. Thank you, Lord. Give me wisdom to make requests according to your will. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we are still in that verse. Psalm 36, verse 9. It says, for you are the fountain of life, the light by which we see. The light by which we see. I love that verse. The light by which we see. You're going to pray. Yeah, you're going to pray. The kind of dreams you have will be determined by the, by whether the light of God has prevailed in your spirit or not. Yeah, I mean, the measure of the light of God in your spirit will determine which kind of dreams you will have. Yeah, the measure of the light of God in your spirit will determine the kind of dreams you will have. Now, when the light of God has saturated your spirit, yeah, that is when we can see that the light of God has prevailed in your spirit. Yeah, that is when we can't find darkness anymore. Yeah, and when there is no darkness in your spirit, you will not see dreams from the devil. Yeah, you will not see dreams from the devil. You will only see dreams from God. Yeah, you will only see dreams from God. Some people, they would ask the fellow neighbor or the fellow, maybe fellow friend sleeping in an environment. They will say, I saw this last night in my dream. Did you see the same? It's like there are demons in this environment. Can you see them? Yeah, but the other friend or neighbor say, I can't see anything. Yeah, all the dreams I'm having, they are just positive. Yeah, now the reason why some people will be seeing the darkness and some will not see the oppressions of darkness, especially when it is not God trying to reveal secrets of darkness to them, yeah, it is because the level of light in them is so much that they can't even see what the devil is doing against them. Yeah, the devil can't even transmit dreams into their souls. Yeah, because they are filled with light. Now, I know there are times that God may want to show you the secrets going on in the dark kingdoms. Yeah, but what of times that God is not showing you any dream, and then you are dreaming all bad, you know, you are dreaming, you know, negative things, demonic storms. You are dreaming of several attacks and all of that. So you are going to pray. You are going to put your hand on your head. My point is that there are certain dreams you are not supposed to see at all. You are seeing those dreams because the light of God has not filled up your spirit. That is why you are seeing those dreams. Yeah. So put your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, saturate my spirit man with your light. Fill up my spirit man with your light. And shut down every portal of darkness feeding me or channeling negative dreams into my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, saturate my spirit man. Saturate my spirit man with your light. Saturate my spirit man with your light. Baptize my spirit man with your light. Shut down every darkness channeling demonic dreams into my life. Shut down every darkness channeling demonic dreams into my soul, into my spirit. Now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Shut down every darkness, every portal of darkness, transmitting demonic dreams. into my life, into my sleep, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You're still going to pray? You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, I receive the fullness of the light of God for perfect understanding of the Word of God. You're going to say, I receive the fullness of the light of God for perfect understanding of the Word of God in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, I receive, thank you, Lord. Say, I receive the fullness of the light of God. I receive into my mind. I receive into my soul. I receive into my spirit the fullness of the light of God for perfect understanding of the Word of God, for perfect understanding of Scriptures, for perfect understanding of the Bible. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. See, I receive the fullness of the light of God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. The light, you also need to know that the light of God brings visions. Brings visions of God. Brings visions of heaven. The light of God brings visions of heaven. Yeah. It's just like a projector. You know, when a projector is projecting a video or a image, you will see a light coming out of the lens of that projector. I don't know what they call that part of the projector. Yeah, that, you know, that brings out the light to the screen, and then you can see the video. You can watch the video or the images. Yeah, and also in the scripture we saw how a light shone from heaven upon Paul the Apostle. Yeah, before he had that encounter. Yeah, so the light of God communicates visions of God. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, shine into my life your light that brings visions and revelations of heaven. Visions and revelations of your will, visions and revelations of your truth. Say, Father, shine into my life, project into my life your light that brings visions of heaven, that brings visions and revelations of your will, visions and revelations of your kingdom, visions and revelations of your mind, visions and revelations of your truth. Lord, shine into my life such light in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Mashianda Sarash Leligla Tatanda Diakijera Lele de Katanabala Mashadabala Digera Nehashes Hashadea Neget and the Lishnia. In the name of Jesus, Father, shine into my life. shine into my life. Your light that brings visions and revelations of your will, visions and revelations of your mind, visions and revelations of your word, visions and revelations of your kingdom, visions and revelations of the future, visions and revelations of time. Lord, shine upon me such lights. Thank you, Lord. Shine upon me such light in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, it is done. Amen. Amen. Yeah, it says God is the light by which we see. God is the light by which we see. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, let every issue that pertains to my calling and destiny that I've been seen wrongly. Yeah, begin to appear to me as you want. I'm going to repeat it again. Say, Father, let every issue that pertains to my calling and destiny that I have been seen wrongly begin to appear to me as you want them to appear to me. Every matter of my destiny, of my calling, that have been appearing to me wrongly, Lord, let them begin to appear to me as they should. Let them begin to appear to me as you want, in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Because if you continue to see those things wrongly, you will not fulfill your calling and destiny. So, Lord, let every issue that pertains to my calling and destiny that I have been seeing wrongly begin to appear to me as you want them to appear to me. Let me begin to see them as you want me to see them. In the name of Jesus, every issue, every matter that pertains to my calling and destiny that I have been seeing wrongly, Father, let them begin to appear to me the way I should see them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, there's a kind of configuration, a kind of divine configuration that needs to happen to your soul and spirit and body to accurately interpret everything going on in your life, to accurately understand or to divinely understand everything going on in your life. You know, in heaven, they don't do much talking in heaven. Yeah, they don't do much talking in heaven. Why? Because when you see something in heaven, instantly, you will download everything about that thing. Your mind will download details about what you are seeing. You will just know the meaning without anybody sitting you down to teach you. Yeah, you will just know. I'm not saying they don't talk in heaven at all, but they don't talk much. Why? Because when you see things, you know what they mean instantly. You just know, and that is it. And you know it in the speed of microseconds, not just 1 second. You know it with speed of microseconds. Yeah, that's the kind of configuration that needs to happen to you as a Christian. Yeah, that you accurately interpret everything going on in your life. So something must happen to you. Yeah, a kind of a resetting or configuration, yeah, or transformation must happen to you. Yeah, so you're going to pray, yeah, a kind of installation of something in your soul, and you start seeing things differently. Place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, every spiritual transformation, configuration that must happen to me so that I can correctly interpret everything going on in my life and everything you are doing in my life, Lord, let them happen now. Every transformation that must happen to me, every programming that must happen in my spirit, configuration that must happen in my spirit, for me to accurately and properly interpret and understand what is going on in my life and what is going on in my environment and what you are doing in my life, Lord, let them happen now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Jehadek hashana yala, tadadi jasan hashdiya, hesheno suajubada, mahasasa juged endelea, tasharabala dijana siada, taso jende kakana kashdiya, hilelu shasarishdaha. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let them happen. Every transformation that must take place in my spirit, in and soul, and body, for me to begin to see everything as you want me to see them. For me to begin to see everything and understand your purpose in them all. For me to begin to see everything you are doing in my life and understand what they mean. Lord, let such transformation happen now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Spiritual transformation that will enable me to understand the purpose, to understand your purpose behind everything I see, to understand your purpose behind everything going on in my life. Lord, let it happen to me now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, if your life will change, now, when I mean your life, I'm talking about situations, events you see on daily basis, you experience on daily basis. If new things will begin to happen in your life, it's going to start from how you see them. Yeah, it's going to start from how you see them. Because until you see those new things, they might not form. Yeah, until you see those new things, they might not form in the physical realm. They might not. Yeah. So when you look at your life, what are you seeing? Are you seeing a poor person? Now, when you look at yourself and then You concluded that you are poor. Yeah, because you don't have money. Then you are poor. Yeah. That is how the kingdom of God operates. If you see your life and you concluded that this is what I am, or this is what it is, and you believe that way, then that is what will be. So if you see your life the way others are seeing it, or the way your human senses is seeing it, then that is what you will always see. But when you look at your life and you start seeing things differently, then things will change. It's all simple, but I don't know why it's hard for many Christians. This rule is so simple. So you look at your bank account and then you say, oh, I am poor. Then you will be poor. Yeah, but when you say I am rich, then you will be rich. So it's so simple. So your transformation begins from how you see things. So you're going to pray again. Yeah, you know, the Bible says, let the weak say, I am strong. Yeah, and they will be strong. So if you are identifying yourself and your life with the way it is to your physical eyes, then that is what will be. Yeah, but when you are identifying your life with the way it is in the mind of God, in the heart of God, then that is what will be. So you are going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, from today, I choose to see things differently. Say in the name of Jesus, I receive strength to see things differently. In the name of Jesus, I receive strength to see things differently, to see things as God sees them, to see things as heaven sees them. I receive strength. I receive strength. I receive strength. I receive strength. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. So from today, I receive strength to see things the way heaven sees them, to see situations the way the kingdom of God sees them, to see people the way the kingdom of God sees them, the way God sees them. I receive strength from today to begin to see my life the way God sees it. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, to begin to see my life as it is in the heart of God, as it is in the mind of God, as it is in the plans of God, as it is in the program of God. In the name of Jesus, I receive strength. Thank you, Lord. I receive strength to see my life differently from the way it's appearing to my physical senses. I receive strength to interpret the situations of my life according to the mind of God. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that the strength and anointing to see things differently, to see the things in your life and around you as God sees them, as heaven sees them, I receive now in the name of Jesus the strength, the anointing to do this. Receive now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You see, sometimes those that don't have eyes, they see better than us that have eyes. Yeah. So these eyes we have is a great limitation. Is a great limitation to our lives. But you might not believe that. But I know what I'm talking about. Yeah. The lust of the eyes. The lust of the flesh. The pride of life. They have a lot to do with these two eyes that is in our head. The lust of the flesh. The lust of the eyes. The pride of life. They have a lot to do with these two eyes in our head. And of course, not only that, not only that, they have a lot to do with other senses in our body. So I realized that the human senses, including the sense of sight, has become a great limitation to the fulfillment of the destinies of many. Yeah. Yeah, because we tend to be first of all physical before spiritual. We have elevated the physical realm above the spiritual, whereas it's the spiritual realm that is above the physical, that should be above, not even should be. The spiritual realm is always ruling the physical. Yeah, and the people of the dark kingdom, they know this. Yeah, and that is why they control the entire world. Yeah, because they live from the spiritual. But Christians are living from the physical. Yeah, they follow their human senses and not the God sense. So you're going to pray again that the way you see life can limit the fulfillment of your destiny. And you'll be at one point for years and you will not experience any progress. Yeah, because your thinking pattern, your reasoning pattern, is just not right. Yeah, they are just not right. Yeah, so you're going to pray again. You're going to pray that same prayer point. Yeah, you're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of God destroy every limitation that my physical senses, my human senses, has brought upon my life and destiny. So let the fire of God destroy every limitation that my human sense has brought on my life and destiny. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Nashadi galashti hasanana. Heteshoba deshadea kalashda. Teswajdanala. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of God destroy every limitation my human senses has brought on the fulfillment of my destiny. Let the fire of God destroy them now. Let the fire of God destroy them now. I choose to follow God's sense and not my human senses. I choose to live by God's sense and not the human sense. Let every limitation that my human senses has brought on my calling and destiny be destroyed by the fire of God. Continue to pray like that. Every limitation my human senses has brought upon my calling, upon my life, upon my career, upon my destiny, let them be destroyed now. Because I choose to live and to reason by God's senses. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. This kind of deliverance is a very serious one. Or maybe you don't know that what we have been praying are deliverance prayers. The kind of deliverance that's going to change your senses into God's sense is not a small deliverance. It took me years to get those deliverances, but it doesn't have to take you years. Because now somebody who is enlightened is showing you the way, is showing you the light. I mean, myself who is enlightened is showing you the light. Though it took me years to stop seeing from the human senses, but it doesn't have to take you years. So you're going to pray again. You're going to say, Father, let your Holy Spirit in me destroy the influence, the strength of my human senses on my choices and decisions. You're going to say, Father, let your Holy Spirit in me destroy the influence of my sense knowledge, of my human sense knowledge, on my choices and decisions. Now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Just #HashtagAlalashtadia. Thank you, Lord. Say, Father, let your Holy Ghost in me begin to destroy the influence, the strength of my human sense, of my human senses on the decisions I make, on the choices I make. Let your Holy Ghost destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let your Holy Ghost destroy them. Let your Holy Ghost destroy them. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. There are things that you must know in God for your life to be transformed in the physical. There are things you must know in God. Except you know those things, you will never see a change in the physical. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me a revelation knowledge of you that is instrumental for transformation in my life, that will lead to transformation in my life. So, Father, give me revelation knowledge of you that will lead to transformation to positive transformation, glorious transformation in every area of my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Just hash the galadia. Mash sand tashdia. De kujeladia tosawala. Jet endike kedashelebalada. Tasha san tuashana. Lord, give me revelation knowledge of you. Revelation knowledge of you that will lead to glorious transformation of my life, that will lead to glorious transformation of my destiny, that will lead to glorious transformation of my calling. Lord, give me revelation knowledge of you. Give me revelation knowledge of you. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, things I must know for my life to change. Father, reveal them to me. Things I must know. Thank you, Lord. There are things you must know, whether you agree with me or not. But I know what I'm saying. Yeah, there are things you must know. And until you know them, you will not have progress in destiny. You will not have fulfillment in destiny. So, Lord, give me revelation knowledge of you that will change my life forever. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, let's pray this one prayer point before we move to the next verse. Yeah. Many times a lot of people have tried to confuse me. Yeah, and usually confusion is what comes first. Before a man is being misled. Yeah. A lot of people have tried to confuse me. Which if they had succeeded, I would have been misled. Yeah. And I would have lost the chance to fulfill destiny. Yeah. There's a level of knowing God and knowing His will for your life that you must attain, that you will no longer be confused, and you'll be so focused on what God wants you to be doing here on earth. You will not be tossed to and fro. Yeah, you'll be so focused on what you should do with your life here on earth. Yeah, there's a level of knowing God and knowing His will you must attain. Otherwise, it'll be so easy for a lot of people to confuse you. Yeah, so easy. So easy. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to grow in the knowledge of you and in the knowledge of your will such that I cannot be confused and deceived by anything or anyone, such that no devil can confuse me, no human being can confuse me, no wise man or wise woman can confuse me, no prophet, no apostle or preacher will be able to confuse me. Lord, help me to grow in the knowledge of you and in the knowledge of your will. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Lord, help me to grow in the knowledge of you. Help me to grow in the knowledge of your will. such that nothing in this world and nothing in the spiritual world will be able to confuse and deceive me. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Lord, help me to be rooted in the knowledge of you. Help me to be rooted and grounded in the knowledge of your will, such that nothing in this time or in the time to come will be able to confuse me or mislead me or deceive me. In the name of Jesus, help me, Father. Help me, Father. Thank you, Father, that nothing will be able to take me out of your will for my life. That nothing will be able to take me out of your plans for my life. In the name of Jesus, help me, Lord. Help me. Help me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, let's look at verse 10. Psalm 36, verse 10. It says, pour out your unfailing love on those who love you. I'm reading from New Living Translation. Psalm 36, verse 10. Pour out your unfailing love on those who love you. Give justice to those with honest hearts. Pour out your unfailing love on those who love you. Give justice to those with honest hearts. So the question is, are you part of those who love God? Are you one of those who love God? If the answer is yes, then God is going to pour out his unfailing love on you. He's going to lavish his love on you. He's going to lavish his kindness, his goodness, his mercies on you. Amen. So you're going to pray. Say, Father, pour out your unfailing love on me. Yeah, we are praying the scriptures. Yeah, and I love it when we pray the scriptures. Say, Father, pour out your unfailing love on me. Show me your kindness. Show me your mercies. Pour out your love on me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, pour out your unfailing love on me. Pour out your unfailing love on my situation. Pour out your unfailing love on my career. Pour out your unfailing love on my marriage. Pour out your unfailing love on my family. Pour out your unfailing love on my ministry, my calling, my destiny. Lord, pour out your unfailing love. Let the world know that you love me. Practically, show the world that you love me. Show the world how much you love me. Show the world how much you love me. Show the world how much you care for me. Show me and everyone how much you care for me. Oh God of Israel, pour out your unfailing love on me. Thank you, Lord. Pour out your unfailing love on me. Pour out your unfailing love on me. Thank you, Jesus. I believe you're praying. Say, Father, pour out, Father, pour out your unfailing love on me, on my head, on my body, on my soul, on my spirit. Pour out your unfailing love on me, on every area of my life. Lord, pour out your unfailing love on me, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. I want you to pray this prayer very well. Continue to pray that way. Continue to pray that way. Say, Lord, pour out your unfailing love on me. Let everyone know how much you love me. Let the unbelievers see how much you care for me by visible signs and wonders. Let everyone know how much you love me by great victories. Let everyone know how much you care for me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hashada kialada. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. It says, pour out your unfailing love on those who love you. So it means those who love him will not be put to shame. That's what it means. Yeah. There is this joke I used to, I think the word for expressing jokes, they call it crack jokes. Yeah, there's this joke I used to crack with my wife. Yeah, we used to use the word, don't fall my hand. Yeah, I don't know if they use the same word or expression in your country. Yeah, we used to use the word, don't fall my hand. Now, that expression means that don't disappoint me. Yeah, like, this is my expectation from you. Don't do otherwise. Yeah. So the same thing applies with those that love God and trust him. God will not fall their hands. Yeah, meaning that God will not disappoint them. Even in public places, God will not disappoint them. Yeah, that's what I know. God will not put them to shame, except you have not been faithful to God. Except you don't love him. Except you don't trust him. That is when you might be disappointed. Or you might be put to shame. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, my love is for you. My trust is in you. Let me not be put to shame. Let me not be put to shame. Let me not be put to shame. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, my love is for you. My trust is in you. Do not let me be put to shame. Honor me according to your unfailing love. Reward me according to your unfailing love. Honor me according to your unfailing love. Help me according to your unfailing love. My love is for you. My trust is in you. My love is for you. My trust is in you. Not in man, but in you. My trust is in you. Not in anyone. Not in any system in this world. But in you. Lord, do not let me be put to shame. Let me not be put to shame. Let me not be put to shame. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, let me not be put to shame. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let me not be put to shame. Thank you, Lord. Let those who are waiting for my shame be disappointed. Father, let those who are waiting for my disgrace be disappointed. In the name of Jesus, Let me not be put to shame, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We are still praying from that scripture. It says, pour out your unfailing love on those who love you. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let everything happening in my life right now surrender to your unfailing love for my life. You're going to say, Father, let everything happening in my life right now. Thank you, Lord. So let everything happening in my life right now, my present situations, present events going on in my life, Lord, let them surrender. Let them bow to your love for my life, to your unfailing love for my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Say, Father, let everything going on in my life, everything going on in my life, everything I am experiencing right now, let them surrender to your love for me. Thank you, Lord. Let them listen to your love for me. Let them fall under your love for my life. Let them be conquered by your love for my life. In the name of Jesus, let them obey your love for my life. Let them bow to your love for my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Let them bow. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have four more prayer points before we round off the session. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, establish with me and my family covenant of greatness, covenant of success, covenant of abundance in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, establish with me and my family covenant of greatness, covenant of honor, of abundance, of success, in the name of Jesus. I begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, establish with me, establish with me, establish with me, establish with my life, with my family, covenant of greatness, covenant of success, honor, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Three more prayer points. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let every staff of the wicked controlling their fears of my life for evil break in pieces. Say in the name of Jesus, let every staff of the wicked controlling their fears of my life for evil break in pieces. Now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Now, in the name of Jesus, every staff of the wicked controlling their fears of my life and destiny for evil, break in pieces, 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 in the name of Jesus, break in pieces now. Thank you, Lord. Break now. Break in pieces in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have two more prayer points. There is what we call burdens when it comes to prayer. There is what we call burdens. I don't know if you have heard that before, if you have read about it before. I cannot but mention it if I'm talking about intercessions. If I'm talking about praying intercessory prayers, I have to talk about burdens. Yeah, a burden is a kind of presence of God that comes upon your spirit, soul, and body with a strong influence on your mind to begin to pray in a certain direction. Yeah, so it's like God brings an issue that is in his mind. God decides to enforce it on your mind. And it becomes so strong that you cannot control it. And, you know, it becomes so strong that you are so overwhelmed and you are so full of those thoughts that God brings upon you. Yeah, it's so strong that sometimes you cannot even talk to anyone. It's more or less like you are mourning. Sometimes, you know how somebody who just lost a relative, or not even relatives, like a mother that lost a holy child. Yeah, how that mother will be so sad and sorrowful, such that sometimes she can't eat. Yeah, that is what burdens are. Yeah, when God puts these burdens on you, you will not be able to do any other thing apart from what that burden has brought on your mind. And you will not be comfortable until you go in the direction of that burden. Yeah, so you're going to pray. I believe God wants to put some burdens on some of you. A burden that has a divine agenda in it. A burden that has a divine plan in it, or a divine will. And God wants you to pray concerning that thing, such that you will not be at peace until you pray and you have prayed enough on that issue. That is when the body will leave. But except you pray and you have prayed enough, the body will remain on your spirit and on your soul. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, put upon me burdens of prayer that will give birth to a great revival in my generation. Yeah. You're going to say, Father, put upon me burdens of prayer. Burdens of prayer that will give birth to a great revival in my generation. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Put upon me burdens that will drive me to pray for so long, to cry out for so long, until changes begin to happen in my environment, until changes begin to happen in my country, until changes begin to happen in the whole world, until changes begin to happen in my generation. Lord, put upon me burdens of prayer, burdens of prayer, burdens of prayer that will birth great revival, that will birth great move of God in my generation. Burdens that will birth miracles in people's lives, in families. Burdens that will birth great signs and wonders in the earth. Lord, put upon me such burdens of prayer. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, the last prayer point, you're going to pray. Now, another thing that makes prayers go unanswered is when you pray with wrong motives. Yeah, when what is driving you to pray, the motive driving you to pray is wrong. When the motive driving you to pray does not agree with the will of God, with the standard of God, that prayer will not produce results. Yeah, it will produce results. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me by the Holy Spirit to be motivated by your righteousness in the place of prayer. Say, Father, help me by your Holy Spirit to be motivated by your truth, by your word, in the place of prayer. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Say, help me by the Holy Spirit. Help me by the Holy Spirit. Help me by the Holy Spirit to be rightly motivated in the place of prayer. To have the right mind in the place of prayer. Help me by the Holy Spirit to have the right mind in the place of prayer. Help me by the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. To have the right mind, the right motive to prayer. In the name of Jesus, help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, so I'll be praying for you now. Yeah, raise up your right hand as I pray for you. King of glory, we thank you for you are so good. You are so gracious. You are so loving. So compassionate. So kind. So merciful. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done during the course of this prayer. Thank you for what you are doing already. And thank you for what you're about to do. Thank you for great miracles we shall begin to experience. Thank you for great transformation that will happen to us. Transformation that will happen to our spirits, souls, and bodies. Thank you, Lord, because you will flood our lives with your light. And there shall not be any darkness in our lives anymore. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. I stand as your servant to pray for your people. I ask, O God, that you intervene in every situation they are going through. Every situation in their lives that needs your touch, that needs your intervention. Father, in your mercy, intervene now in Jesus' name. In your life, only the will of God will prevail in the name of Jesus. I repeat, in your life, from today, only the mind of God will prevail in the name of Jesus. Any other mind, I don't want to know whose mind it could be, whether spirit or human, any mind that is attacking the mind of God for your life shall fail in the name of Jesus. And if they prove stubborn, that mind shall go mad, shall run mad in the name of Jesus. Every plan of darkness to frustrate your life, to stop your progress, to stop your elevation shall fail in the name of Jesus. The hand of God shall fight for you. Thank you, Lord. The hand of God shall crush your enemies in the name of Jesus. As God stood to defend the children of Israel in those days, I prophesy over your life that the Lord of hosts will stand and he will defend you in the name of Jesus. He will so much defend you that your enemies will begin to run away from you. In the name of Jesus, you shall be strengthened by the hand of the Lord. You shall be helped by the hand of the Lord. You shall be honored by the hand of the Lord. You shall be promoted. Thank you, Lord. You shall be blessed by the hand of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, your story will change. Thank you, Lord, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.